about home construction right here. And give us a call at 262-1567. We got a couple minutes. We can answer your questions. Of course, we're talking with Tony and Randy. We're continuing our series of the outdoor life, if you will, with Hunter's Tree Service this morning, talking about trees. And we've had some interesting discussions here about the healthy trees and how to maintain a healthy tree and take care of a healthy tree. But tell you what, before we get into that, we got another caller. Good morning, caller. Who are we speaking with? We'll try that one more time here. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Good. Yes, I am. It's Harry Yates.
How are you this morning, Harry?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Ms. Norris called in about the con color fir.
Yeah.
Those con colors are not native to this area, and they've got a life expectancy here of about 25, 30 years. A lot of times, if you prune those dead limbs off the bottom and then lime it really heavy lime and fertilize, it'll stay relatively healthy for a good while.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the advice.
There you go. We appreciate that.
And our past guest, Harry Yates.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.
And, you know, and again, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before. We got some trees. When you live, and I guess this happens everywhere, but when you live in a place like this where you have people from all over coming up, they're trying to bring a piece of that. You know, grandmother had this so-and-so tree, or I remember so-and-so had this tree, and I like it. And I guess you're seeing a little bit more of that as construction, you know, as population grows. You're seeing some of that coming off that, again, doesn't really – they're not native to here. They're not going to last as long, or they may not even grow at all.
Well, they like to bring them, though, don't they?
That's it. I'm waiting for a big palm tree.
Yeah, one of them genetically altered palm trees that grows in the snow.
Yeah. But again, if you got a call, 262-1567, we got a couple more minutes. Now, you were talking, you're a part of the International Society of
Arboriculture.
Arboriculture. Sorry, I couldn't remember what it was called. And what exactly, I mean, again, that just means that you have more training and more expertise.
Yeah, the International Society of Arboriculture is an international organization that oversees the certified arborist program, and also it does research, and it looks at different standards of pruning and regulations of pruning, and deals with, you know, our organization. It has a trade shows to show new equipment and methods of pruning.
Probably with all the different trees and stuff coming in, you know, into the country.
Right.
It's a whole different ball game. One thing we forgot to hit on was references.
Right.
And that is a big part of any job. You know, the homeowner has to do their part. Just if the contractor does his part, tree man, plumber, electrician, you need to check their references out. And another good way to look at that is a Better Business Bureau.
Right.
And because we are not all created equal, you know. So keep that in mind, please.
And as we kind of wrap up the show, when we're working in the town or in the county, do we have to worry about permits if we're pruning a tree or removing a tree?
I do not. As far as I know, Watauga County and Avery County do not have or Ashe County have tree ordinances in the county. I know that the town of Boone has a tree ordinance. I think most of it is pertaining to commercial property, but some of it may be with your private residence. I do not have any information on it.
Beach Mountain has one for the private residence.
Okay. Yeah, Beach Mountain definitely has a tree ordinance for your private property, your homes. Banner Elk is fixing to enact one. Most of the resort communities have tree ordinances.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Tony, we appreciate you coming in. Hunter's Tree Service, and give us again your phone number, if you don't mind, and a website.
It's area code 828-733-3320, and our website is Hunters, that's HUNTERS, Tree Service, Inc., which is, like I said, HUNTERS-TREESERVICEINC.com. Thank you, Tony Hunter.
Yeah, we will we'll link that, of course, to our Facebook page as well, so you guys can go check that out. We appreciate the callers.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you,
callers.
That's it. Thank you, Tony. And
thank you, Terry.
That's it, Randy. Happy Easter. Hope everyone stays safe out there. And, of course, remember what Easter is all about.
That's right.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to us. All About Home Construction. We will be back next week.
For 60 years, the High Country's first choice for news and information. AM 1450 WATA, Boone.